Owen next addressed how the emotions themselves have been characterized in the West. One model goes back to Plato. He uses the metaphor that reason is a chariot driver with two wild horses, emotion and temperament, that are always trying to get out of control. Among Greek philosophers, there's a tradition that reason must conquer the emotions, moods, and temperament, which are the cause of all trouble. Temperament is a certain emotional style, like being a shy or a moody person. It's a trait. Anger is an emotion. A person with an irritable temperament is constantly prone to being angry. Plato argued that the emotions, temperament, and appetites for food or sex are all causes of trouble, and human reason needs to take control. Plato's student Aristotle took a different view. He had the idea of happiness as a kind of flourishing, and he articulated the doctrine of the mean, which is very, very close to Buddhist doctrine. Aristotle thought that there was a set of virtues, including courage, friendship, and compassion, that should be in a harmonious relation inside each person. This comes about through being exposed to wise elders who display those characteristics. Aristotle also thought that every virtue involves an emotional component. For example, there is a time when it is appropriate to show anger, but you need to express just the right amount of anger in just the right way to the right person at the right time. It's no easy task. Owen then returned to one of his central themes. Can there be a philosophy of the good life without the underpinnings of religion? For centuries in the West, of course, thinking about virtue was inseparable from religion. In the West during the 18th and 19th centuries, we had our Age of Reason. Philosophers started to realize that the good life need not be based on any particular religious view. The main point I want to emphasize is that our moral conception in the West now acknowledges that you don't need to go to church to learn these principles. You need to study moral philosophy, and then you should go out and be a good utilitarian or a good Kantian. In most cases, they are close because they both involve respecting all persons equally. No one counts more than any other person.